This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police officers arrested one teenager and two others were turned over to their parents following a vehicle pursuit that ended with a smashed Nissan near the intersection of 14th Street and Broadway on Sunday night. Police had spotted the car allegedly being driven by a 12-year-old boy who was headed the wrong way on a one-way street with the headlights off. When officers attempted a traffic stop, the driver fled instead and the pursuit ended when the vehicle crashed. Three juveniles were found at the scene, and after they were cleared at the hospital, they were detained. All three faced possession of a stolen vehicle charges. Eureka Police Department Captains Brian Stevens and Patrick O'Neill will be in Henderson Center tonight to take part in the holiday open house and to host a Coffee with the Captains event as well. Stevens and O'Neill will be at Schaefer's Ace Hardware beginning at 5 o'clock. And the Eureka Police Department will host a service dog workshop on Monday at the Warfinger Building from 9 until 11 a.m. The workshop is aimed at business owners and employees, government workers, and the general public regarding the legal rights of service dog owners and their animals. The workshop is free. Contact the City of Eureka for more information. Eureka police searched an area in downtown Eureka this morning after reports of gunshots were called in by residents. As many as 14 gunshots were heard in the neighborhood between 4th Street and 14th and J and O Streets. Police were looking for any signs of suspects or for any signs shots had been fired. Anyone with information about suspected gunshots is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The coroner's office has identified the body of a Russian man who was found in Dean Creek in October. 33-year-old Dorji Zanjev died as a result of drowning, and it took little more than a month to notify his family in Ilista, Russia. The sheriff's office contacted the Russian consulate, but it was people who knew Zanjev who made contact with the family through social media, and they were then officially notified of his passing. CHP officers arrested two men following a hit-and-run incident near Highway 299 in Trinity County yesterday. One driver, William Cates, was arrested as he drove out of Weaverville, and the CHP suspects that he deliberately rammed his truck into the back of a second car driven by a man named Bobby Layton as part of an ongoing dispute between the men. Layton was later arrested on an outstanding warrant as he was being treated at a local hospital. The fire season in California will officially close on Monday, and it was a busy season for CAL FIRE. More than 500,000 acres of lands and state responsibility areas burned this year, and CAL FIRE responded to more than 6,000 fire incidents, including more than 240 in Mendocino County and dozens more in Trinity County. In response to the devastation in Mendocino, Sonoma, Lake, Trinity, and Napa counties, Humboldt County officials, including the Fire Safe Council and the Fire Chiefs Association, have held a series of public workshops. There is a workshop scheduled for tonight in Blue Lake and another scheduled for Saturday in Arcata. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.